Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now, on Christmas Eve Day, we review the Christmas Price Index, which is up 1.8% over last year to stand at $21,465.56. If you're asking, what's the Christmas Price Index? Here's the answer. Every year, around this time, the company PNC Wealth Management calculates what it would actually cost to buy the partridge in the pear tree, the two turtle doves, the five golden rings, and all the other gifts in the 12 Days of Christmas song. Reporter Sean Cole did our comparison shopping.
Here's my problem. How do you put one universal price tag on, say, five golden rings? Surely it would depend on where you bought them and what carat we're talking about. And that's just the most obvious example.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
All right, calling McFarlane Pheasants in Janesville, Wisconsin. They sell game birds. Char DeBrew is the person in charge of mature bird sales.
Hello, this is Char.
And a really good sport.
Okay, you want to know what a partridge in a pear tree would cost?
Two things here. PNC's Christmas price index just says partridge, generically partridge, and that they cost $10 a pop this year. Whereas at McFarlane Pheasants,
the price on Hungarian partridge is 13 and a quarter each. But we actually sell two different types of partridge here.
Oh, what's the other kind?
The other kind is the Chukar Redleg partridge. It's a crossbreed.
And do they cost the same?
No, Chukar Redlegs is $11 each, and that price is good through November.
See what I mean? And never mind that you can't even buy a single partridge from McFarlane unless you pick it up yourself. Pear trees get even more complicated.
Well, it really depends on the size.
And the variety. This is Shannon Passmore, by the way, a customer service manager at Willis Nursery in Berlin, Georgia.
They started $9.95 for a 3 to 4 foot tree.
Would that be sufficient to support a partridge?
Probably not. But if we stepped up to, say, the 6 to 7 foot size,
mm-hmm.
that would be large enough to support a partridge, and it's $54.95.
PNC's estimate? $149.99. And they call themselves wealth managers. With the turtle doves, we were a lot closer. I have them at $25 a piece. The Christmas price index says 56 for the pair. French hens, or mottled Houdan hens, again, depends where you go. I found them for $3.50 a piece on one website, but you have to buy 15 of them. PNC's index says three hens will run you $45. Four calling birds, interpreted by some as canaries. The Christmas price index and I are in sync to the penny on this one. $599.96. And now, the rings.
Back in the day, I think five golden rings actually referred to golden ring pheasant.
What?
That's our understanding of it. That's correct.
This is Scott Soares, commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Agricultural Resources. He says fully eight of the gifts in the 12 Days of Christmas fall under his jurisdiction, or that of his sister agency, the Department of Fish and Game, the six geese.
If you look at what it takes to get a laying goose, then you actually need to have the pair. So to get six pairs, you'd be paying anywhere from $240 to $600 for those laying geese.
And you would need permits for the seven swans, and that costs money. The Christmas price index takes none of this into account. Plus, PNC assumes that the eight maids of milking would each earn a minimum wage, which is in no way true.
We're looking at about $18 per hour for one milk person to currently milk one cow.
I had to call PNC and present them with my findings. Jim Dunnigan is the point person for the Christmas price index, and I really thought I'd be able to trip him up.
Yeah, I mean, even just to start at the beginning with the partridge and the pear tree, were you talking about a Hungarian partridge or a Chukar Redleg partridge?
I believe the Chukar.
Oh, yeah?
If I'm not mistaken.
Turns out he's a lot more up to speed on all this than I thought. He knew about the five golden-ringed pheasants?
That's correct.
All of it. And the reason that they list one universal price for each of the gifts, he says, is that they poll the same set of vendors each year. The National Aviary, a Philadelphia dance company called Philadenko. So it's really an apples-to-apples comparison. But he did concede my point that the cost of some of these gifts depends on how you shop, especially when I suggested hiring nine lady students dancing instead of professionals.
Well, maybe we'll have to think about a Christmas price index skinnied up a little bit.
A discount index.
yeah, I'd say there's two ways to do this. More than one way to deliver true love.
And just to finish out the song, Dunnigan says the 10 leaping lords in the index are just guys who play lords in the Nutcracker. The prices for pipers and drummers come from the Musicians Union. Though a fairly prominent drummer told me that not too many of his ilk work for scale.
Could I ask you to play something? That'd be great.
His name's John Ramsey, and he's performed with the likes of Art Blakey and Wynton Marsalis.
You ready?
Yeah.
For WBUR, I'm sorry. John is just one drummer. It's 12 drummers drumming. You know, we need more drummers. There we go. This is the Senegalese drum ensemble Rambach at MIT. Actually, there was 14 of them. And yes, they played for me for free. For WBUR, I'm Sean Cole.
Sean Cole's story comes to us courtesy of the American public media show Marketplace Money, which airs on WBUR every Sunday at 1 p.m.